Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you very much for doing so. It is a great thing that you're doing it because we are in, guess what number this is? This is 999A. Next week we have our 10th, our 1,000th, I almost said 10,000th, our 1,000th. 10,000 would be what? That's if 1,000 is 20 years, 200 years. No, I'm not going to make it 200 years for my 10,000th podcast. So we do an A and a B. As you know, the A is always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. The B, that is what we think it means to you, so that you can, in fact, live longer and better. The B is always the a guest segment, and we have wonderful guests coming up for you. Today's guest, should I tell you, or should I keep it a secret? Well, I'll tell you. Today's guest is Raymond Lovato. He's an assistant professor, Department of Environmental Sciences at Baylor, who talked to us, I did the interview already, about chemicals often found in consumer products and how they can lead to obesity and fatty liver disease. Raymond Lovato, it's a interesting interview about the products and which ones you'll want to avoid. Of course, our sponsor for You, the Owner's Manual podcast, the presenting sponsor is Persona Nutrition. Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, you can take the free online assessment and get supplements just personalized for you. You can go to mypersona.com. And by the way, if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, that's my last name, you'll get a discount on your first and maybe your second order as well. Mypersona.com. The stories this week, the longevity is the next disruptor story, is also a story of celebrated story of the week, that is the celebrated lifestyle story of the week. Walking or biking to work might save your life. Walking or biking to work might save your life as it did. And I'll tell you how much it meant as a difference in a few minutes. The another longevity is the next disruptor. We do think it's going to disrupt as you'll live 30 years longer than you expect. And the great thing is you can be in great shape and stay in great shape mentally, physically. The mobility you had when you were half your calendar age, as long as you prepare for it, with the stuff we're telling you about every week on the You, the Owner's Manual podcast, is that if you exercise habits are the key to gauging your longevity. Interesting study of 65 to 75-year-olds and how much it meant. I should tell you it almost doubled their disease-free life expectancy, but we'll talk to you. Quick, easy ways to get good fats. That's the Otto Omega story of the week. Well Beyond Wellness story is the right level of humidity may be an important weapon in fighting the return of the coronavirus. It's really interesting, this study they did. Psychological distress has tripled in the U.S. pandemic is the Well Beyond Wellness. Another one is that the Red Cross is really short of blood. If you have any ability to donate, please do it. I donated 64 pints in my day, and then unfortunately I got hepatitis B This is before we had hepatitis B vaccine, and I was stuck by a needle from a resident, and unfortunately developed hepatitis B from that. High blood pressure raises the death risk, and black children are hit especially hard by this, and you can predict both by the IL-6 proteins in the blood. We'll talk about that, too, in a few seconds. One of my favorite stories is how many fermented foods you can have to take as a probiotic. The probiotic foods are helpful, we think. Kombucha, miso, kefir, lassi, pickled onion, pickled beets, pickled cucumbers. I haven't even heard of all of these. A probiotic, obviously, just taking a probiotic. I have never eaten a fermented fish, but you can get it that way as well. And balsamic vinegar, onions, garlic, and bananas and olives all support those. Those are things I have all the time, and I hope you do too. Olives, balsamic vinegar, onions, garlic, and bananas all are healthy for you and help you get a better microbiome. The story of the high blood pressure might raise COVID-19 risk. It's really interesting. Patients with high blood pressure who were not taking drugs to control it had about a tripling of their risk of dying. That's right. If they were not taking medications, about an 8% death risk. If they were taking blood pressure medicines, about a 3% death risk, and compared to 1% for the same group of patients by age who had normal blood pressure. So it's actually an eightfold increase if you're not taking your blood pressure medicines, about threefold over those who were taking blood pressure medicines but had it controlled. That is a longevity is the next disruptor story, as well as a story, if you will, about COVID-19. I try and make most of these stories non-COVID-19 because you probably get enough news about COVID-19 in the regular news. What's the difference between dynamic and static stretching? Static, staying still. Dynamic, moving through it, but you don't want to bounce. That's the main message of that story. That is, we've now gone, and so things like leg pendulum, moving your leg throughout an arc, walking lunges, small hip circles, those are all dynamic.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Walking or biking to work. This is a longevity is the next disruptor story, walking or biking to work. Why is that good? Well, they studied people in 300,000 commuters in England and Wales over 25 years, and those who walked or biked to work had a 24% lower death rate from cardiovascular disease, a 16% lower death rate from cancer, overall a 20% lower death rate over that 25-year period. Further, they had about 4 years more of disease-free living, that is, without any disease. Another story that I like to think of as longevity is the next disruptor. So you're going to live 30 years longer at half your calendar age. That's where the science of aging is taking us. But, and by the way, one of the stories this week in Ned Davis and Judy Camparisi's lab, they developed a senolytic that harvests cells that are old, senile cells. The senile cells, by the way, corrupt the cells around them. They put out something that, in fact, does get the cells around them to function less well. Well, they did this in people, I think it was 36 people, 12 in the placebo group, but 36 got this therapy, increasing doses, so 12 got the higher doses. Those 12 had relief, 80% of them, 10 of the 12 had relief of their arthritis and their arthritic pain. These are all patients with severe knee arthritis. By just doing this one injection, it lasted at least 3 months because it was only a three-month study. That is harvesting, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk about as we get through, as longevity is the next disruptor. Senolytics are one of those things. Exercise habits are key. This was a study that asking people who had atherosclerosis screening, and they were 65 to 84, and they were asked, how fit are you? Those who said, I'm very fit, just that simple answer meant that that over that 10-year period, 2.9% of people died per year who said they were couch potatoes, as opposed to 1.7%, or about a 70% reduction in death rate over that period of time. That is, it went from 29% people dying between ages 65 and 84 to only 17% of them died if they said they were fit, as opposed to they weren't fit. Just one question. How fit are you? And you want to answer that, I am very fit. Not if you're not, you want to answer it correctly, obviously. But if you're very fit, that's how much of a benefit you can have. And that is the main longevity is the next disruptor story this week. We have others on longevity is the next disruptor stories as well. So we're going to go to, I think we should talk about the inflammatory proteins. Normally, IL-6 is a protein that is stimulated by infections or when you want to kill a bacteria or a virus. Well, with COVID-19, and especially in black children and those with hypertension, those levels get much higher than they do in people without hypertension and who are Caucasian children. We don't know why. But it is one of the signs that you're going to have a severe infection or even a life-threatening infection with COVID-19. My favorite story about the coronavirus this week is one that it's well beyond wellness. It is a study of humidity and temperatures. You've heard that the coronavirus goes away in summer, and they said, well, if it goes away in summer, maybe we can study the exact conditions. What's the temperature in the room that makes it go away? How do we vary humidity? And you'd say, oh, come on, it's something from the sun's rays. No, it was actually a temperature between 70 and 80 and a humidity between 40 and 60% made the virus impotent. If it was dry lungs, dry conditions, such as no humidity, like you're inside and you have very low humidity, you don't have a humidifier, or you're in a desert, the virus stayed alive and stayed potent. So you want a virus that will be responsive. Maybe that's the secret when it gets cold again, is to make sure we humidify our homes and offices. I don't know how much effort it does. We have a little humidifier at home, but I don't think it gets it any place near 40 to 60% in the winter. The air in the winter, of course, is colder and doesn't carry as much moisture. I think those are the main stories I wanted to get to. I wanted to also comment on one other thing, and two other things maybe. The Red Cross has said there's a staggering decrease, 70-plus percent in some cities, decrease in blood collections. Please, if you can donate, please do so. We're still short of it. People are staying away from it. How do you get good fats? Good fats are omega-3 fats, omega-5 fats, omega-7 fats, and omega-9 fats. The odd omegas, that's the odd number with the omega in front of it. That's where the double bond is. And three, obviously, walnuts, flaxseed, canola oil, avocados, chia seeds, as well as salmon and ocean trout. The nine, the seven, you got to get in pills to get it purified. It's, you double distill some fish oil to get it. It comes with the fish, and most of us throw it away. Most companies, if you get the omega-3 pills, but it is in the fish. Omega-9 is extra virgin olive oil. Those are the best of it. How about six? Well, in moderation, they're okay. You don't want saturated fats at all. And so the majority of your fats should be those joyful omega-3s, avocado, walnuts, chia seeds, flaxseed, canola oil. There are probably a whole bunch of others that I can't remember, as well as salmon and ocean trout. Swelling in your leg, people who have swelling, you should go see a doc because you want to make sure that your circulation is okay. If it's unilateral, that's more severe problem, and immediately you see a doc, go to urgent care, because that implies something going on that's blocking that one leg, like a lymph node that's infected or a lymph node that's got something else going on in it, or a venous thrombosis, a clot in a blood vessel. Bilateral, that implies your circulation isn't as good, or your liver isn't producing enough protein, or maybe you're not eating enough protein. But see a doc. That's not as urgent usually if it's bilateral, but you do want to see someone shortly. Those are the main stories this week from you, the owner's manual. Let me go over one more as I go over it. What do you want? Remember, get fit, because you get to live longer and you get to live without disease longer. And the level of humidity may be key for when the coronavirus comes back. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen for You, the Owner's Manual podcast. We are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can get your vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements. You can too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendation at mypersona.com. You put my last name after that, mypersona.com/ROIZEN, and they give you a discount on your first and I think on your second, if you're lucky, order as well. Mypersona.com. And remember, our guest this week in the B segment, you'll want to download that, is someone who talked to us about the consumer products that lead to obesity and fatty liver disease because of the chemicals in them that have endocrine-disrupting effects. It was Ramon Levito, and I'm mispronouncing his name. I apologize. It is Ramon Levito, L-A-V-A-D-O, who is in the Department of Environmental Sciences at Baylor University. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with our 1,000th, pretty amazing, our 1,000th number A podcast. Thanks for listening. A special, I hope the news is really good next week. I don't control it. It's whatever is in the medical literature, but we'll make it especially good. I'll give you some of my highlight stories. Maybe we should do more on longevity as the next disruptor and tell you more about that senolytic that Ned Davis and Judy Camparisi came up with, injected into the knee of people with severe knee arthritis. It made them pain-free and took away their arthritis, for symptoms anyway, and their inflammatory markers for at least 3 months. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Joe?